Well, one of the big stories yesterday was the Gemini Giants remains in Wilmington. Boy, this ends quite a wild saga over the last few months. Alderman Tom Smith is on the phone with us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Roy.
I'll tell you what, everybody was focused on that story yesterday. So just to kind of shorten things up, there were a couple owners that owned the launching pad, the home of the Gemini Giant. They repainted it, got it all redone, and then some craziness happened at the restaurant. And then the one of the owners threatened to destroy the Gemini Giant if it didn't sell for at least $100,000. But yesterday, it sold for way more than that. It not only sold, but the Gemini Giant was moved yesterday.
The Gemini Giant was sold through an auction from Graff Auctions, and the Gemini Giant was purchased for $275,000 by the Joliet Area Historical
Cool.
Museum.
They turned around and they donated the Gemini Giant after buying it back to the city of Wilmington, right?
Yes, so the Joliet Area Historical Museum did indeed donate it back to the city of Wilmington to secure it, continue its path on Route 66 as a worldwide icon.
So I saw a video yesterday. So the giant came down, they put it on a truck, and they moved it. Is the giant up in its new location, and where is the new location?
No, it's actually being checked out by a company called American Giants. You know, they've taken the helmet off. They're actually looking over the helmet, and I believe they're going to be making a replica of the helmet. They are looking at, you know, the structure, because pretty much the giant has been sitting right in that position, I believe, since it went on in 65.
Where is the Gemini Giant going to go once it is refurbished and ready to go?
So there's a plot of land right across from the Wilmington Family House restaurant, adjacent to Nellie's. We are repositioning the road going into the South Island. We have a Route 66 sign. We had applied for a grant to help celebrate the 100th anniversary of Route 66, which is coming up with the addition of the Gemini Giant. Now it'll be a really nice roadside attraction. A lot of special thanks to, you know, Mayor Ben Dietz, Greg Pierbolt over at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. I mean, you do know that they were doing a local fundraiser, so we can't not mention, you know, just the local support of all the communities, the people who donated to try to save the giant. The VFW did a lot.
So the giant remains in Wilmington, not up in its new location yet, but that's coming, I'm sure, pretty soon. And if you've ever been to, like, Catfish Days, it'll be right across from where you enter for Catfish Days. You'll see the Gemini Giant there, I'm sure, erected for Catfish Days, which comes up, what, in July each and every year in Wilmington. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. Great to see the giant remains in Wilmington.
Well, thank you, Roy Gregory. We appreciate your support.